Don't you worry, I'm not here to sing. Church, this is always, I say always, this is only my second time, but it has quickly become a favorite service of mine. This is our, actually, if I'm understanding correct, correct me if I'm wrong, Beth, but our 22nd time doing this, our 22nd annual Fall Music Festival. And what a wonderful service it is. If you would allow me just a moment, I want to just read a few words from Ephesians chapter number 5. An encouraging word, and then we'll have one more song this evening as we consider the place of music in the church. I read in Ephesians chapter 5, I begin reading in verse 15, and this is what God's word says. Look carefully then how you walk. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. Addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always, and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Give me just a moment here. We find ourselves in a passage in Ephesians chapter 5, a section that is speaking on wisdom. Paul is specifically addressing wisdom. It's first seen in verse 15 and 16, as we already read. It tells us to be wise in regards to the use of your time. The days are evil, and so there's the way we look, the way to walk, the way we act each and every day. It says be wise because of the evil that is all around us. The days are evil. The second way Paul speaks of being wise in regards to what the will of God is, as he had mentioned in these verses, about in verse 17, do not be foolish, understand what the will of the Lord is. You know, many want to know, what is the will of God? And we find that in Scripture. Throughout Scripture, the Bible tells us what His will is, but Paul clarifies one thing for us here, that is, you can know the will of God, but you need to understand it. You need to know how to apply it. There is wisdom there. So he instructs to be wise in understanding the will of God. Be wise in putting that into practice. We could spend much time here in explaining it, but this evening I really want us to get to this third point. As Paul instructs the believer to be wise in being filled by or with the Spirit. Now understand, as he had mentioned there in the beginning in verse 18 and 19 and 20 and 21, understand that being filled with the Holy Spirit, it is not something mystical. It is not something that is extra special, a special filling that comes upon people from time to time. Some churches believe that all of a sudden there's going to be something miraculous and mystical that happens. That is not what is being said here, especially when understanding the Greek language. Nor is it something that is given at the time of salvation. At the time of salvation, we are baptized with the Holy Spirit. We become part of the body of Christ. Being filled with the Spirit isn't something that just happens at the time of our salvation that we always have, but notice what it is said there. In verse 18, it says, therefore, do not be, verse 18, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. It is a command. Paul is saying this is something that you have to do. This is something you should do. And to understand it here, what he's saying is, this is a choice to be consumed with, to be led by God. So much so that the evidence is seen in your life. As Paul is urging us to do this, he compares it as to being drunk with wine. The one who gets drunk, they have consumed this. They become so filled with wine that the results start to show in their life. You can start to see it in their actions. You can tell. If you've never seen somebody who's drunk, I tell you, it's not a pretty sight. I remember the first time I saw somebody who was drunk, I was scared for hours. walking through the streets of Ocean City, Maryland, and I was like, what is this? This guy is crazy. We see the results, and it controls, and it becomes a problem. And thus, being filled with the Spirit, allowing the Spirit to consume you, to propel your decisions, to influence your decision, it comes with certain results. One who is being filled with the Holy Spirit, here's what it tells us. One, you will minister to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Now, we're not going to spend the time this evening. There are various views on these three words, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Some say they mean the exact same thing. Some say they mean three different types of songs. I'm not going to debate this at this time, but I want to focus on the songs itself. Just like tonight, the songs that we sing, there is benefit for one another. Now, many of you sang songs. They all have blessed me this evening. But you know, when I hear somebody like Brother Tim or Brother Mike, and the emotion in the song, I can't help but the tears come into my eyes. When I see a certain 10-year-old that I kind of really like his guitar playing and singing, I can't help but be moved. Friends, it ministers to one another. Maybe for somebody like me, who I am not gifted musically, maybe it's why I love it so much. I wish we could have nights like this more often and see more singing. As we sing, there's benefit for one another. There's fellowship. There's encouragement. Maybe you're going through something and somebody is sharing through song what God has done maybe in their lives or how it's moved them. There's encouragement. There's instruction. As we gather together and worship, the songs, they do also teach. Yes, they minister to one another. Did you see what it said there in verse 19? In 18 it says, be filled with the Spirit. And the ones that come after, it's really, forgive me, I don't know the grammar words correctly, so I'm not going to try to say it to you. I understand it in the Greek some. But really, here's the result it's saying. When you are filled with the Spirit, you will address one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. As we gather together in worship, this corporate worship, we sing out because it has a horizontal aspect. You are ministering to one another. I love this service. But not, it didn't just stop there. That was just one. It adds to this, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. It's got a vertical aspect. A horizontal aspect. It's got a vertical aspect. You are worshiping God. We are praising, not only did that encourage me, but it's also praising God. It is worshiping God. This is in contrast to the debauchery of the drunk and the pagan world, whose songs that have nothing to do with God. But here, the praise of God, it also benefits us. Thirdly, he says this, giving thanks always, and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's thanksgiving. Thanking Him. The Christian should be able to find many reasons to give thanks to God. And we can't forget this last one in verse 21. And then it says, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Did you notice in these four that there are two aspects that are about God? Praising Him and giving thanks. And there are two that are about others. As we address one another and we submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. When the believer is filled with the Spirit, it is the result that is focused on God and focused on others rather than ourselves. And in the middle of all this, there's this aspect of worshiping. And notice a couple things there. It said, even in the middle of verse, or the end of verse 19, when it says about singing and making melody to the Lord, it says, with all your heart. And later on, it says about submitting to one another. Notice this, out of reverence to Christ. You're giving thanks to the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we look at all of this, it's all important, but there is a focus on Jesus Christ. And friends, we have gathered here today in what we've called a musical festival. Just a great time. It's exciting. But what is it really? It is an outpouring of God working in our church and in our lives. We have heard songs that are meant to lead one another into the worship of God. We have heard songs, wonderful praises of God. We have demonstrated one of the great joys and encouragements that comes from giving our lives to the Lord. It is a beautiful thing. I think this evening has just been wonderful. And I believe it is God honoring. What a great time together. Thank you for all those who have blessed us this evening musically. Thank you. You have been an integral part of worship. I don't have an invitation this evening. That is rare for me. But today, this evening, has all been about ministering to one another and praising the Lord. Let us have a word of prayer. And then our choir is going to come up and sing one more song in closing. Let us pray. Oh, Lord. Oh, what an evening. I am so grateful, Lord, for those that you have gifted in such a way with the beauty and the wonder of music, whether it's through voice or the ability to play. Oh, Lord, it ministers to my heart. But I'm so thankful that it's not about me. It is praise. It is worship. Thank you, Lord, for the servants here tonight. Thank you for such an encouraging time to uplift us, to brighten our hearts and our days, to give us hope, even as Brother Jeff sang, knowing that we are almost home. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Choir, would you come and lead us in a song, a great one, Because